You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This week on Dueling Review, it's X-Corp number 1 for Marvel Comics. Krakoa is for closers. Deals have been made. Mutant kind is safe on Krakoa. As the reign of X continues, what are the wants of the mutants who have everything? Leading the charge is X Corporation's head of CXOs, Monet St. Croix and Warren Worthington, a duo of cutthroat and ruthless in the boardroom as they are on the battlefield. But X Corp needs more than just its figureheads. As Monet sends out to staff their team with some of the brightest and most deviant minds in mutant kind, Warren finds himself in a tense meeting with one of Krakoa's first allies who wants to know the truth. On Angel's wings, will X Corp crash or soar? Here's something that I don't think a lot of people realize. Here in the United States, when we talk about comic books, a lot of people really focus their attention on capes and tights, right? You've got the Supermans and the Batmans and the Captain Americas and the Tony Starks and all of those kind of comic books that people are just gaga for. They're making billions upon billions of dollars in the box office and the merchandising and all that stuff. But in other countries, other types of comics tend to take, well, not tend to take front and center, but you will find a lot of them. For example, over in Japan, you will find a lot of sports-related comics. So you have like basketball comics and volleyball comics, and I think there's a badminton comic or two that's out there. You do still have some superhero stuff, but a lot of it is everyday life kind of stuff. So you get into some competitions with, you know, your basketball rivals and all those stuff in the basketball comics, or in the manga, I should say. Then, in addition to that, there is also a plethora of lawyer comics. Were you aware of this, Matthew, that they had lawyer comics in the Japans?
Yeah, you get your Phoenix Wrights and like that.
Yeah, and it's really cool because you get to go in and you get to see the hot lawyer in action that goes on in every single trade or collection or volume of these things that are out there.
Objection!
That's right. And so everybody gets their chance to get the lawyer comics. So I think what Marvel is doing here with X Corp is saying, man, there's a lot of people that really love these day and day, life in the day kind of comics. We should do the same thing, but with corporations and get some hot boardroom action going on in our comic books. And that's where we get to X Corp. Now, Marvel, on the other hand, did say, well, we can't deviate too far away from capes and tights. So let's make X Corp part of the big X-Men ongoing reign of X over here at Marvel. And we will release it. And people are going to just snatch this up because they need their corporate takeovers and their boardroom shenanigans and back alley dealings. And that's where X Corp number 1 comes in. What'd you think there, Matthew?
I actually kind of enjoyed this. I feel like the character choices are very strange, but by the end of the issue, they made perfect sense.
Nice. I hated this comic book. I hated this comic book with a passion. First of all, not a huge X-Men fan. So you got that going for you. And then the next thing is, I could care less about hot boardroom action. I could care less about who's wheeling, dealing and double dealing and who's putting who on the board and what kind of shenanigans are going on between the panels as people are mind communicating with one another. Don't care a lick about any of that. So as much as I like Teeny Howard and as much as the Alberto, I think it's Foch or Fauché art in this book looks really neat, I could care less about this series. This just feels like, man, we need to keep going on this Reign of X stuff. So please, let's just do anything. How about a boardroom comic? Yes, sold, please, as long as we can keep this going as long as possible. Just hated this book with a passion. Not saying that it's not well written or that it's the art is not good, just zero interest from me. Now, maybe, as I said earlier, you're one of those people that do like lawyer comics, or maybe you do like sports comics, or maybe you do like to see your wheelings and dealings taking places with capes and tights. Then perhaps this book is for you. Not for me. Didn't care for it. So, Matthew, please change my mind on my hatred for X Corp number one.
Well, I'm not going to change your mind. You do what you want. I think that the upsides of this are, as you said, they're trying to do something that doesn't feel just like superhero punchy punchy. And I feel like the, you know, the choice of the characters, Monet and the Angel are the primary characters.
Right.
Monet still has the curse of penance, so she occasionally turns into a monster. And of course, the Angel for the last few years has been turning back and forth to his evil steel archangel form. And they are in charge of sort of this business side, this corporate side of the X-Men, trying to... I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, so the way I took it is they made their money with the Krakoa plant so that they could heal people, right? And so they've made maybe a little bit of money on that. But as anyone knows, a nation, even a nation of mutants, doesn't get by on the good graces of eternal life and being able to resurrect you when you die. So at some point, you're going to need some kind of finances, something to increase your gross domestic product so that the rest of the world will take you seriously. And so they have formed this corporation, the X Corporation, that will go out and wheel and deal a bunch of the other fantastic things that the X-Men have coming out of Krakoa. And they want to wheel and deal with other nations and other groups and other agencies so that, you know, their little fiefdom can grow and have money. And that, you know, when Psylocke wants to run around town or Dazzler needs to go out on tour, she's got a little pocket money jingling in her jumpsuit so that, you know, she can spend. But if you don't have, if you're not making anything, if you're not offering a product or a service that people want, then you're not going to have any of that money rustling in your pocket. So that's kind of where the X Corp comes in.
I think it's a little more complex than that, too. I think they're trying to, you know, the whole take on the Hickman X-Men has been, we are going to do our mutant thing and we're not going to be maltreated anymore. And we're going to have our own country and we're going to have our own laws. And I feel like having your own, you know, corporate interests makes sense from that. I hate that part. Honestly,
I mean, you're saying exactly what I was saying. If they want money to do things with so that they can live independently and do what they want, they have to do this corporation. So, yes, they have to get into business. They have to get into capitalism.
It's interesting that they have, you know, the two super richy mutants and then they have Madrox and Trinary coming in here, neither of whom has particularly shown any interest in the business side of things. Trinary actually started out as an anti-corporate kind of cyber terrorist person. But as with most of the recent stuff in the Hickman-related X-Men stuff, it all feels really remote. It feels like we're being told about these grand things. Like there's a subplot in here that there's something attacking the X-Men cybernetically. Something is attacking their computer structure. But it's talked about and talked about and talked about, and it never really feels like a threat or even really a thing. And I feel like in two issues, it's going to pop up and be the center of an issue, but this doesn't feel like, to me, an effective put together. Now, I do like the reveal of the flying island. That's kind of a neat visual. And I like the idea that they're trying to, you know, manipulate the news cycles. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not particularly wanting to come back for the next issue. It's not a comic book that I'm like, you know, rush right out in a buying frenzy. But I'm not necessarily the target audience for these X-Men books because they don't feel so much revolutionary as they feel like a safe idea of what revolutionary should be. You know, it feels like in some ways this is the comic book equivalent of Steve Buscemi with a skateboard on his shoulder, welcoming his fellow kids back to high school.
Yeah, it feels very much like a trying to cash in on some of those manga lawyer and sports comics. You know, awesome. It's very ironic that the X Corp number one drops the same week that you know, the gas pipeline was shut down and causes prices to skyrocket across the eastern seaboard, because some hackers got in and were doing things and doing what is it, the ransomware stuff. Feels kind of like that's what's going on here in the X Corp as well, that someone's hacking in and doing some nefarious things that, yeah, at on the surface level, probably seem innocuous, but will, you know, raise its ugly head at some point in the future and be kind of a big thing. But it also seems to, this book, at least in the first issue, tries to encapsulate some of the big things, as you've already mentioned, some of the big things that do go on in corporate America, and are trying to wrap a superhero comic around that, which I think is the weird part to mm-hmm. me. Now, maybe to other people who are huge X-Men fans, they're like, finally, Angel gets something to do besides fly around and act mopey and talk about how his dad tried to kill him once. I don't know. I'm just
thinking of the movie Angel.
Well, regardless, Angel is flying around and being all mopey, and I don't know. This is definitely not a comic for me. Maybe people who are in that slim Venn diagram of corporate capitalist freaks and superhero fans might get a kick out of this. But I think there's a point that's being missed here. And I also think that I don't know. Is this an ongoing? Is this a mini series? Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
This is part of the new thing, but it's supposed to be a new ongoing.
I just don't see this going longer than 6 issues, to be honest.
They might be able to squeeze 12 out of it. I mean, the X-Men stuff right now is kind of ubiquitous and relatively popular from what I understand. I mean, I haven't been following all of it because there's 17,000 characters. I mean, we get a little bit of Professor X in this issue, and it's a Professor X who doesn't act like the Professor X I've been seeing in any of the other X titles. So I don't know if that means that I'm out of date or I'm just not reading everything, but I also don't want to read everything. And so maybe this is a book for the people who want to read everything, for the people who need that complete X experience, if you will. But I think that, as with some of these other books, you know, I said this about Marauders. I said this about the X Factor that they've been running around with. Most of the fun here is in seeing characters in new configurations, seeing these four characters who haven't really interacted like this as the core of what could be the new team. That may be the draw here for people who are long-term X fans or big, you know, Hickman X Universe nuts.
Maybe. I don't think that this was a stellar first issue. I kind of was hoping for something a little bit more, at least in the clarification of how they were going to turn the Brazil event into something in their favor. They kept dancing around the subject of, you know, we've got something on you. No, you don't. You can't do this. Oh, yes, we can. Or just you wait and see. Oh, we can't wait to see what you do, because then you won't believe what we do to you. Kind of back and forth kind of stuff that really felt like it was dragging out the issue quite a bit. And I don't think that there was any bang moment in this issue that says, oh, you better come back next time, because the next time things are going to get even bigger when someone comes in and starts talking about corporate law. And I just didn't see this here. I just don't. And so if you are someone that really, really enjoys X Corp, please let us know. Drop us an email at podcast@majorspoilers.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Maybe we will talk about them in a future dueling review or whatever. But for right now, I'm gonna give this one a big old pass. I'm just going to say, look at the pretty art, look at the pretty cover, but then just move on, because the story, even though it's competently written, there's just nothing here unless you're into corporate law.
I would say for me, it's a check it out cautiously. Because there are some bits in here that I am intrigued by. I really enjoyed, you know, the admission that we don't always get in current X-Men, but the admission that Monet and Madrox.
It wouldn't surprise me if MODOK, because that was the thing when they're like, oh, something's trying to hack into our systems. Part of me was like, oh, that's MODOK doing that. Or what's his name? The slimy guy that's tapped into all the TV stuff.
Oh, Mojo?
Mojo, yeah.
Mojo's in another X book right now. But, you know, tying in and saying, hey, we remember that Monet and Madrox have this backstory. We don't always get that. And Trinary is one of those characters that popped up and was like, hey, here's this cool, awesome new character. Oh, our book got canceled. So I'm hoping they can do something with her that gives her, you know, an iconic X-Men moment. Because right now she's just a really cool suit and a nice braid. And I'm like, that's fine. The visual is amazing. The powers are neat. So do something with her. And frankly, I kind of agree with you. It's fun to see the Angel being given something really to try and chew on. And I'm hoping that it sticks. But I don't know if I'm going to come back next issue and, you know, scream through the door. Maybe five issues down the line, I'll regret that.
I mean, it could be a breakout hit. But from the first issue, I think it stumbled out of the blocks. I think its initial public offering, it performed poorly, is what I would say.
Hopefully it'll come back on the secondary market. What we really need is Elon Musk to talk about it on television.
We are live in the Major Spoilers Discord server this week. You can come and hang out with us every single week if you're a patron over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. You simply connect your Discord account to your Patreon account, and then depending on your level, you will have access to all sorts of other features, including Patreon-only features like listening to us record this show live every Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. And we've also turned our Dueling Review listening room into a stages room. So any of the number of people that are hanging out this week want to ask a question or comment on anything that we've said during the show, all they have to do is raise their hand, and then they can pop in and say hello and whatever about things that are going on. I'm guessing that based on the silence that I'm hearing both in the chat portion and in the stages portion, I'm guessing that nobody read X Corp number one this week and has any thoughts on it, which is fine. That's fine. But if you do want to come in and hang out with us on Thursday night and ask questions or whatever, you can do so by, again, going to patreon.com/majorspoilers, connecting your Patreon account to the Discord. And I think anyone at the $5 and higher level gets in and gets access to these Patreon only exclusive channels on our Discord server. And even if if you're not a patron, by all means, come and join the Discord server, because there's a lot of cool stuff going on. A lot of talk right now in the, I think it's the television channel. A lot of people have been talking about the news that came out today of the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, the new look that they have for the upcoming series. There is also a lot of discussion in the movies channel about a lot of Marvel stuff. So we see Scarlet Witch chat and the Incredible Hulk chat. A whole bunch of cool movie chat going on. Of course, we've got comic books left and right. You can come join us over in our Discord server. Now, the reason why I said make sure you join our Patreon page is because patrons have a responsibility to this show. And if you are a patron who is listening to this show right now, you have a responsibility and a duty to shape the future of this program, Matthew.
That's true. You must do your duty, if you know what I mean, by going to patreon.com/majorspoilers and programming this show for us. Steven and I, we don't want to do the thinking. That's not true. We want you to have input. We want
more
you
importantly,
to spoiler rights.
More importantly, you, dear listener, don't want Matthew and I to do the thinking for this show.
Yeah, we've seen how badly that could go. But once you go there, you're going to look for a post that says Dueling Review for insert next Tuesday's date here.
May
you're going
19th.
Yeah, like that. And you are going to vote for the book that you want to see. Tell your friends, you know, wake the kids, phone the neighbors, get everybody in there. What do we want? We want 40, 50, 50 people.
I would love for 50 people to come in, but I'd be happy with 30 if we could get 30 of you to come and cast your votes for this next week. You got to do it soon, though, because the closing voting ends on Sunday morning whenever I go over to our Patreon page and take a look and see what everyone is asking for. A lot of comments this week about Shang-Chi number one. Yes, there is a new Shang-Chi that is coming out next week from Marvel Comics. I know there was just a Shang-Chi series that we just reviewed like 4 months ago, but I think that was like a 4-issue miniseries or a 5-issue miniseries.
It's a fiver, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a new series coming out just in time for the September 3rd release of Shang-Chi, which Disney announced today is going to be released in the theaters first. They didn't, from what I read, it doesn't look like they're going to also put this on their Disney Plus service for that premium $30 fee, but instead it's going to be in theaters for 45 days and then it will go to streaming. So I guess I'll be waiting until mid-October to see Shang-Chi. Because, you know, I'm not going to go to the theaters anymore. Theater going experience is just horrible. Anyway, also coming out next week from Boom Studios, we have Berserker issues 1 and 2 get their fourth and second reprintings. Luna number 4 comes out next week. Orcs number 4 comes out next week. Power Rangers number 7, and We Only Find Them When They're Dead number 6 arrives from Boom Studios. Dark Horse Comics next week has a small week with, man, I can't even pronounce some of these names. Koja Karu, The Skinner number 2. It's only a 2-issue miniseries right there. And Rangers of the Divide number 1, the first issue in a 4-issue miniseries.
Dynamite. I think that's pronounced Rangers.
It might be. Rangers of the Divide. Dynamite Entertainment next week has Sacred Six number 6 or number 9, Sonya Versal number 4, and Vengeance of Vampirella number 18. IDW Publishing has Transformers number 30 and Transformers Beast Wars number 4. Also Transformers Escape number 3. So lots of Transformers action coming your way from IDW Publishing. Image Comics has Home number 2, Moonshine number 25, Radiant Black number 4. Ooh, that fourth issue, really, really good. Stillwater by Zdarsky and Perez, number 7, and Walking Dead Deluxe, number 15. Those, now, I'm not saying these are the only ones you, dear listener, can vote on. I'm just saying here's a sampling of the books that we can expect, and maybe some of you might want to vote on them. For Marvel Comics, as I mentioned, Shang-Chi, number 1, Captain America, number 29, Fantastic Four Life Story, number 1, Heroes Reborn, number 3, Mighty Valkyries, number 2, Runaways, number 36, and Way of X, number 2. In all the rest category, we have Blade Runner 2029. We also have Blade Runner Origins, number 4. Yes, exactly. Autumnal, number 7. Crossed Badlands, number 100, as well as issues 71 through 99 are all coming out next week. So, Dan the Unharmable, 1 through 12, arrives next week. I have no idea what Dan the Unharmable is.
What's about Dan?
I guess. Hopefully he's doesn't get. I guess not. He's unharmable. Or is he ill-harmable? Engine Ward number 10. Minky Woodcock, The Girl Who Electrified Tesla number 2, comes out from Titan Comics. Narcopolis number 4. Red Room number 1, which spelled backwards. It just says Mordor. Mordor. Red Rover Charlie number 6. Robin Hood, Voodoo Dawn One Shot, and let's see, what else do we have to close out this list? Exo Man of War Trade Paperback, Volume 1. Those are just some of the comics coming out next week. We also have some DC comics. Don't forget. Don't worry. I haven't forgotten about them. Next week, we have Batman, Issue 212. That is the original series run, so that's a digital version that's coming up on Comixology. We also have Catwoman, number 31, The Flash, 770, Justice League, Galaxy of Terrors gets a trade paperback next week. You can also get Looney Tunes, number 260, The Next Batman, Second Son, issue number 12. Wow, that one got, oh, that's right, that's a digital first series. I was like, wow, they got up to issue 12 really quick. Digital, that comes out weekly over on Comixology. Yes. Also coming out next week, the Old Static series hits issue 12 on Comixology, and Wonder Girl number 1 arrives next week. And you can find out more by following those links over on the Patreon page. And then, of course, as Matthew said, cast your votes, cast them soon, cast them early. Let everyone know. You can go and hit over onto the Discord server, which a lot of people do. As soon as I post the weekly announcement of voting now open, everyone's in the Discord server going, oh, go vote. Here's what I voted for. Can I vote for this one? Hey, everybody, let's go vote for this. So you guys can go over there and start doing some of your polling and your picketing or whatever that you do for your favorite comic. And then we will be back next week to review that comic. And maybe you will get to hear Matthew say,
0 days without nonsense.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.